countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now, do you keep a daily diary? Well, let's hear from Paddy Smith's diary entry from the 12th of March this year.
Thursday, the 12th of March, 2020. Today, I wished Mary McGuinness a happy Christmas, in case I didn't see her before that. We were standing outside St. Mary's, waiting to collect our respective grandchildren, and I said it only half in jest. The schools are being closed today until the 29th of March, and they mightn't reopen before Easter, which is exactly a month away. Things are suddenly beginning to happen fast. Yesterday we had the first coronavirus death in Ireland, and today the number of cases stands at 70. A week ago it was only 6, the next day 18, and now 70. Holy killmessin. Also today, the World Health Organization formally declared what we already knew. This is a worldwide pandemic.
Paddy Smith, former agriculture correspondent and Irish Independent journalist, now retired, and the lore of writing hasn't left him. Paddy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Damien. How are you?
I'm good. Great to chat to you again, Paddy. And your diary, Cocooner, a lockdown diary, it's just actually been published. It's not something that you just have kept there in the bedside locker. You've actually published it. And that was your first entry back on the 12th of March this day, which was only 261 days ago, but it does feel like a lifetime. Do you always keep a diary, or were you ahead of the rest of us and knew what this was going to turn into someday? Because you did wish your neighbour a happy Christmas that day, half joking.
Yeah, and only half joking. No, I think I'd watched enough movies about pandemics to know that they do have a habit of going on and on. And I never kept a diary before in my life. It was Ciarán Mangan, the county librarian in County Meath, that suggested that people start keeping diaries. He set up an archive in the county council, so we can all look back in 10 years' time, a year's time, or even 6 months' time, because I've already forgotten some of the things that happened in the very early stages of the pandemic. And it's great even now to look back and have a chuckle, because I kept it fun and I kept it light.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I'm reading it, I think anybody that will read this, and as I said, it's beautifully illustrated and it's just so simple and straightforward. You grappling with the idea of having to send your son-in-law a shopping list to go to the shop, going to the ATM and using your handkerchief, not seeing the grandchildren for months and getting that final hug, passing your time with putting a jigsaw together. Like, there's a lot of entries in here, and listening to what's going on the radio and trying to make head nor tail of what everybody's saying. I think anybody that's listening to us, particularly those in your age group, they could read it and almost say, sure, I could have written this diary myself.
Exactly, and I think they should, because it's not so much therapy, it's just fun. And I didn't set out to do anything noble or anything like that, but I recorded all sorts of things, including things about my health, which would resonate with older people. You know, getting a phone consultation with the doctor, having to visit a hospital, and all the care that they take of people when you go into hospital. So people shouldn't be afraid to go into the hospital.
But Paddy, are you fearful sort of man? Did you wake up any morning with a cough and say, oh no, I have it?
No. I'm not a fearful sort of a man. I take things as they come, really. I suppose the only time I remember getting really upset was when our granddaughter, Lucy, who was 7, she was at home from school. This is, well, I have an entry here on the 7th of June. She's at home with her mammy and daddy and her sister Rosie. She's having a great time. The weather is great. She's having a wonderful time. And then Jane, her mammy, was telling me that Lucy was sad today and eventually said she wished things would go back to the way they were. She missed coming to our house and going to school from here in the mornings, sitting with Granny on the couch, watching television programmes after breakfast and before school. She missed Rosie going to her childminder. She also missed doing her homework with Paddy. And she missed Rocco, our dog, who had died.
Ah, yeah.
And the, this came as a terrible shock because we thought Lucy was having a great time.
Yeah.
It's just an insight into the whole situation from the child's point of view.
Yeah.
Okay, the grandparents missed their grandchildren, but the grandchildren themselves, they were affected.
Well, Paddy, you personalise it, as I said, but anybody that reads this, and I'd be thinking of my own parents, for example, they could read through it and they'd be laughing, saying, I remember that date and I remember that happening and I remember hearing that. And it is, do you know what, this is a lovely piece of history from March until September this year, which, you know, will be looked upon and reached for in years to come, and we'll shake our heads as we read it. It's Cocooner, A Lockdown Diary, written by Paddy Smith. Great to hear your voice on the radio again. It's Meath County Council published it with the help of Creative Ireland, Age Friendly Ireland and Healthy Ireland, and it's available now from Charlie Burns in Galway and Antonia's Bookshop in Trim in County Meath. And if you contact Antonia's Bookshop, particularly in Trim in County Meath, or Meath County Council, people can actually send copies out to you. Paddy, lovely to chat to you, and the best of luck to yourself and Mary there, and thanks for a lovely diary.
Thanks, Damien.
Great to chat to you.